Hello and welcome back to Simplified Spaces, where we explore ways to create balance, clarity, and calm in our everyday lives. Today's episode is titled The Noise of Clutter, Finding Calm in Sound and Space. We often talk about physical clutter, the piles of papers, overstuffed drawers, or messy rooms. But there's another kind of clutter that's just as impactful. That's auditory clutter. Yes, the noise around us could be shaping our mental well-being more than we realize. Think about this. You walk into a room where the TV is on, your phone is buzzing, there's traffic outside, and your neighbor's dog is barking. Even if the room itself looks tidy, your mind feels scattered. That's because sound, like objects, takes up space. Psychologists call this noise pollution, and it's been linked to higher stress levels, reduced concentration, and even sleep disturbances. Just like a cluttered desk makes it hard to think clearly, a cluttered soundscape makes it difficult to feel calm. Now here's the interesting part. Research shows that environments with constant background noise actually raise cortisol, the stress hormone. So even if you think you're used to the hum of traffic or the buzz of notifications, your brain is quietly working overtime. Here's where it gets fascinating. Auditory clutter and physical clutter often go hand in hand. When we're surrounded by chaos and sound, we tend to tolerate chaos in our spaces too. For example, if you're used to constant noise, your brain normalizes distraction. And when distraction feels normal, it becomes easier to leave laundry unfolded or your desk piled up. On the flip side, when you create quieter soundscapes, you subconsciously invite calm into your environment. That's why people feel more peaceful in a library or during a morning. Your ears aren't overstimulated, so your mind feels free, which encourages order in your surroundings. So how do we clear both our auditory and physical clutter? Here are some simple, doable steps. Sound zoning. Dedicate quiet zones in your home. Maybe no TV during mealtimes or a phone-free bedroom. Let silence become part of your space. Next, digital detox for your ears. Turn off non-essential notifications. Every ping is like a paper left on your desk. It piles up mentally. Thirdly, soothing substitutions. Replace unwanted noise with calming sound. Nature playlists, soft instrumental music, or even white noise machines can mask disruptive sounds and reduce stress. Next up is decluttering alongside silence. Try cleaning or organizing in silence. You'll notice how much more mindful the process feels without background noise competing for your attention. And lastly, mindful pauses. Take 2 minutes each day just to sit in silence. It sounds small, but it trains your brain to find comfort without stimulation, making it easier to embrace both inner and outer calm. The truth is, clutter isn't always something we can see. Sometimes it's what we hear, and just like clearing a desk gives us mental clarity, clearing our soundscapes gives us emotional clarity. So next time you're feeling restless, don't just look around your space. Listen to it. Ask yourself, is my environment noisy in a way that's adding stress? If yes, take a step to soften it. Because when sound is simplified, spaces feel simplified too. Thanks for tuning into Simplified Spaces. Remember, calm isn't just created by what you remove, but also by what you choose to let in. Until next time, keep it simple and keep it serene. Thank you.